This is Dial the Saint introducing Saint Thomas the Apostle. Thomas was a native of Galilee and thought to be a fisherman by trade. He is sometimes called Sirach, which means the twin, or Didymus, which is the same in Greek, although the name of his twin is never mentioned in the Bible. Thomas is named in the Bible as opposing the other disciples, who became fearful when Jesus told them that he was going near to Jerusalem and stay at the house of Martha and Mary, whose brother Lazarus had just died. Thomas said, "Let us also go with him, so that we too can die with him." But Thomas is most often remembered as the one who questioned and even doubted. At the Last Supper before Christ died, Thomas asked Jesus, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" To answer his question, Jesus told us all, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me." After Easter Sunday, Christ appeared to his disciples, but Thomas was not present. Still, he would not accept eyewitness accounts that Christ had risen from the dead, and stated outright, "Except that I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger in the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." 8 days later, the disciples and Thomas were all together with the doors shut. The risen Christ suddenly appeared in their midst with the greeting, "Peace be to you." Then he turned to Thomas and said, "Put in thy fingers hither, and see my hands, and bring hither thy hand, and put it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas fell at his feet, exclaiming, "My Lord and my God." Jesus answered, "Because thou hast seen me, Thomas, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and have believed." Tradition has it that after Christ's death on the cross, Thomas traveled toward Babylon, where he, along with other apostles, converted the people and established the church in the east, which was beyond Rome's power. He baptized many in Persia and India, where to this day colonies of Christians may be found which call themselves the Christians of St. Thomas. He was martyred for his faith in India in the year 72 AD. Thomas had a strong love for Jesus, but his questioning temperament also allowed for doubts, not in the fact of Christ being the Messiah and Son of God, but in the truth spoken by other disciples that Christ had actually risen from the dead. How many of us are a bit like Thomas? We have heard the news that Christ has proven himself to be God by rising from the dead, yet we sometimes act as if he never had. We have heard others tell of the good news of his boundless love, yet we sometimes selfishly say, "Unless he grants me my wish, I will not believe." We must remember Christ's reply to Thomas, which is also Christ's reply to us. "Blessed are they who have not seen and have believed."